Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It's 73 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Following dueling rallies yesterday in battleground states, the Harris and Trump campaigns canceling events in North Carolina, all due to Tropical Storm Debbie. That slow-moving system made landfall again today, this time in South Carolina, bringing with it the threat of flooding and tornadoes. Here's ABC News meteorologist Melissa Griffin.
Debbie is barely hanging on as a tropical storm now with 40-mile-per-hour winds. We're expecting it to continue to weaken now that it's over land, but what's not going to weaken is that rain that's coming right along with it. Flood watches extend all the way to the Canadian border now, and that tornado watch for parts of North Carolina and Virginia, that's in effect through this afternoon.
Israel's military says it struck infrastructure sites used by Hezbollah militants in Lebanon overnight. Israel bracing for Iran to respond following the assassinations of two militant leaders. And the World Health Organization says it's sending more than 1 million polio vaccines to war-torn Gaza after traces of the virus was found in samples of sewage water. This is ABC News. The former school district police chief in Uvalde, Texas, defending his actions in response to the 2022 Robb Elementary School shooting.
Nearly 400 law enforcers responded to Robb Elementary School, including almost 100 from the Texas Department of Public Safety. After the murders of 19 students and two teachers, DPS Director Steve McCraw was asked who was in charge at Robb.
The chief of police of the Consolidated Independent School District is the incident commander.
In an interview with CNN, then school police chief Pete Arredondo says he's been, quote, scapegoated from the very beginning. He says he and the first arriving officers did the best they could with the information they had. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Nearly all of New Orleans has been told to boil their water through this afternoon, all because of a mishap involving a metallic party balloon. That balloon hit a power line, briefly knocking out power to a water plant, causing a drop in water pressure. One worker was seriously injured trying to get the pumps running again. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full service automotive repair facility with a fun, low stress, family owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 73 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for clouds giving way to more sunshine as the afternoon wears on, with increasing winds and a high of 76. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear, a low of 51, and Friday, partly sunny, breezy, and fall-like with a high of 71. In Richland Center, it's 73 degrees.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
There are more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer. The warm weather won't last forever, and neither will these special offers at Simpson's Tractor. Through September 30th, get special offers on New Holland hay tools and spreaders, along with tractors. You face enough challenges to harvest a quality crop. You can count on New Holland and Simpson's Tractor for the equipment and service. The team at Simpson's Tractor will be ready when you are and when your crops are. Don't miss more savings under the sun at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center through September 30th. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and approval by C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC. See your participating New Holland dealer for details and eligibility requirements. Down payment may be required. Not all customers or applicants may qualify for this rate or term. C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC standard terms and conditions apply. Cashback amounts may vary and are applied at time of sale. Cashback offers are only available when financing purchase with C&H Industrial Capital America, LLC.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 74 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Information is being sought on a submerged car. The Richland County Sheriff's Office is investigating the recovery of a red Pontiac Grand Prix from the Wisconsin River near the Lone Rock Bridge, which straddles the Sauk, Richland, Iowa County lines. The vehicle, a late 1980s model, is believed to have been submerged in the river from the late 1980s to early 1990s on Wednesday. The Sauk County Sheriff's dive team, with help from Wegner's Auto Service, successfully retrieved the car from the river. Authorities are seeking any information on how the vehicle ended up in the river. If you have any details about this case, please contact the Richland County Sheriff's Office at 608-647-2106, referencing case number R243134. For anonymous tips, call Crime Stoppers at 608-647-CLUE or submit a web tip via the P3 Tips app. A local construction project and the Richland Hospital and Clinics are benefiting from collaboration. Fill materials from the 8th Street project will be moved to the Richland Hospital Clinic's 40-acre parcel. Beginning this week and into next, G-Pro Excavating LLC of Montford will move 3,500 cubic yards of fill material from their road project on 8th Street in Richland Center to the 40-acre parcel owned by the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Area residents may recall that the Richland Hospital and Clinics purchased the parcel along Highway 14 just outside of Richland Center city limits as the location for a new hospital facility. In November of 2023, The Richland Hospital and Clinics Board of Directors decided to pause that project with intentions to build a new facility on the parcel in the next 8 to 10 years. When a new facility build becomes financially feasible for the hospital and clinics, it is estimated that contractors will need 35,000 cubic yards of fill material for the site. The fill being hauled this month by G-Pro Excavating is about 10% of the anticipated need. Soil testing has been performed on the fill from the 8th Street project, and reports are favorable. In addition to delivering fill to the hospital and clinic site, contractors will install silt fence and plant a cover crop. As evidenced by the project underway this week, the hospital and clinics continues to work with the City of Richland Center to prepare the site for development with the understanding that groundbreaking is years in the future. If crowds are any sign, excitement is building for Kamala Harris's Democratic campaign for president. 12,000 people came out for her rally yesterday in Eau Claire.
The path to the White House runs right through this state, and with your help, we will win.
Harris is introducing her running mate, Tim Walz, to swing state voters. Republican running mate J.D. Vance is speaking to reporters everywhere Harris stumps this week.
Local media is going to cover her because she's the vice president and a presumptive nominee, so we think it's important to have a counter-narrative here.
The high cost of living is an issue in the race for president.
The most consistent complaint that I hear is that it is harder and harder for normal people to get by.
Vice President Kamala Harris touched on this in Eau Claire yesterday.
I will take on big corporations that engage in illegal price gouging.
Both Harris and Vance were in Eau Claire yesterday. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are in a virtual tie in Wisconsin in the latest Marquette poll. Trump is up by 1 point with registered voters. Harris is up by 1 with likely voters. But if President Biden had stayed in the race, Trump would be leading by 5 points. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin.
Democrats had been unenthusiastic about Biden all year. When he made that decision, it opened the door to a fresh campaign. So there was a very quick embrace of Harris. That, I think, was interesting. Harris, by replacing Biden, has really made up this deficit that had been created with Biden's problems with the debate.
Franklin says Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading Eric Hovde 53-46. Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson says Democratic Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is too radical and left-wing to help run the country. Johnson spoke at a Wednesday press event ahead of Walz's appearance in Eau Claire alongside Vice President Kamala Harris. Johnson says Walz's policy on abortion and LGBTQ youth in Minnesota are too liberal for Wisconsinites. The state of Wisconsin is moving ahead with plans to buy the Wisconsin Veterans Museum in downtown Madison. The State Building Commission approved plans to spend $9 million yesterday. The aging building would be torn down, and a new state-of-the-art museum would go up in its place. The future of the universities of Wisconsin is up for discussion before Legislative Study Committee today. System President Jay Rothman speaks with the panel, which is looking at everything from cost to enrollment to graduation rates. The committee is supposed to make recommendations to lawmakers next year. As the start of school nears, Civic Media's Brittany Merlo says it's make or break time.
The time is now to adjust sleep schedules for back to school. Doctors know that kids like to stay up later and sometimes sleep in during the summer, especially with the later sunsets. However, if you don't start at least gradually changing those habits by mid-August, they say it can be a rude awakening when the alarm goes off for school. He said light is one of the main things that impacts your sleep-wake pattern. And sleep helps us form our memories and helps us do emotional regulation. It helps the front part of our brain, which is important for what we call executive function. The amount of sleep children need varies based on their age. A 3-year-old needs about 12 hours, and a 10-year-old needs about 10 hours. That number decreases as they get older.
Wisconsin companies, on average, will pay 10.5% less in workers' compensation insurance rates starting October 1st, saving businesses around the state roughly $206 million on policies over the coming year. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced with the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance. The lower rates reflect Wisconsin employers' attention to workplace safety for the benefit of workers and employers alike. The 2024 rate decrease approved by OCI marks the ninth year in a row workers' compensation insurance premiums have declined in Wisconsin. The actual rates that inform premium amounts vary by employers based on factors such as injury risk exposure. The workers' compensation program covers medical expenses and lost wages for employees injured on the job. The independent nonprofit Workers' Compensation Research Institute ranks Wisconsin tied with Iowa as the lowest of 17 states studied for the time employees spend away from work after an injury. Thanks to strong healthcare networks and return to work programs that support a smooth transition back to the workplace. Workers' compensation insurance rates are adjusted annually by a committee of actuaries from members of the Wisconsin Compensation Rating Bureau. This independent body examines and selects the methodology and trends that produce the proposed rate adjustment, which is then reviewed and approved by the Wisconsin Commissioner of Insurance. While the overall rate level will decrease by 10.5%, the impact to policyholders will vary based on specific circumstances. You may notice fewer butterflies and bees this summer. We've had so much rain so far this summer that rain may be helping grow pollinator-friendly plants, but it also grows mold and fungi that can be deadly to caterpillars. Plus, lush plants can make a perfect home for butterfly predators like stink bugs or paper wasp. Climate change makes a difference in the whole ecosystem, too. If you'd like to help out pollinators like bees and butterflies, have plants they like that bloom not just in summer, but early and late in the season, too. Anywhere in partial sun and blocked from the wind can be perfect for pollinators. Human trafficking is considered to be one of the most underreported crimes in America, but it's happening everywhere. CEO of Zeta Community, Marlene Sorensen, says Wisconsin needs to do better providing services for survivors.
Human trafficking is reported in all 72 counties in Wisconsin. Unfortunately, Wisconsin has a big F in our state response to the issue of human trafficking and sexual exploitation.
Sorensen says awareness, education, and willingness to be someone's safe space can save lives. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland says an anti-violent crime strategy his office implemented has benefited Wisconsin's biggest city, with Milwaukee reporting a 10% drop in overall crime and a 39% drop in homicides in the first quarter of this year as compared to the first quarter of 2023. Garland says despite the success, the work isn't done, and his office will continue to pursue investigations and prosecutions to help keep the people of Wisconsin safe. Data from the first 6 months of the year appears to show declining violent crime across 40 American cities, including Milwaukee. Prosecutors charged four Milwaukee hotel employees with being a party to felony murder in connection with a black man's death. According to a criminal complaint filed Tuesday, the four employees dragged Devontae Mitchell out of the Hyatt Hotel on June 30th after Mitchell entered a woman's bathroom and held him on his stomach for 8 or 9 minutes. One of the employees told investigators that Mitchell was having trouble breathing and repeatedly pleaded for help, according to the complaint. An autopsy showed that Mitchell suffered from morbid obesity and had ingested cocaine and methamphetamine, the complaint said. In Manitowoc County Court, Elijah Vu's mother will have to find a new attorney. Katrina Bauer's lawyer told the court Monday that there is conflict of interest working for Bauer, and she has to step out of the case. It's not clear what the conflict is. A new attorney has taken Bauer's case, so a planned Wednesday bond hearing is still on the schedule. Bauer is charged with child neglect for her alleged treatment of Elijah in the weeks leading up to his disappearance. Neither Bauer nor her boyfriend, Jesse Vang, have been charged directly for the disappearance. It's 74 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1219. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Is it time to buy a new mattress? Many factors can affect the quality of your sleep, and there are no foolproof indicators when you need a new mattress. Hi, this is Andrea from Court & Main Furniture and Mattress in downtown Richland Center. We've designed the perfect showroom for your sleep needs. Here at Court & Main, our sleep recipe is support, comfort, and durability at a fair price. So stop in and have a look and feel for yourself. Visit Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, located at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Tired of your old, worn-down cabinetry and ready for a change? Building and need quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop by Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet. You might be surprised at how competitive our prices are, even compared to the big box stores. Check out their work on Facebook at Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC or visit us at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, where quality meets craftsmanship.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic exam. Prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
It's 22 minutes past 12 o'clock. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Do you remember Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room located at 152 North Main Street in Richland Center? And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a Trade Center review section in the Muscadet Progressive, circa 1964, contrary to popular belief, to enjoy an evening needn't cost a lot. You need only to go to Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room to see what we mean. For at Aiken's Dairy Bar and Billiard Room, you can find fun in the truest sense. Aiken's Dairy Bar chefs are the most capable in the business, and in combination with the modern facilities and the choicest grade A meats and vegetables, the produce, the finest meals, this side of your own kitchen. In addition to the fine main course dinners, Aiken's Dairy Bar specializes in short orders and quick lunches, and their palate-pleasing home-baked pies are known throughout the area as the finest to top off any meal. Don't forget, the next time you're in Richland Center, to stop at Aiken's Dairy Bar for the taste treat of your life. If unexpected company should drop in, save the wear and tear on the housewife. Let the meal preparation be taken care of by our group here at Aiken's Dairy Bar. Both men and ladies will enjoy the Aiken's Billiard Room as well. In fact, the billiards room is playing for sports of both men and women alike that they can enjoy. You can come as you are and play at your discretion. Rotation, snooker, and make your own if you desire, but if it is, it's been a few years since you've attended a billiard-playing establishment, you'll be pleasantly surprised, for Aiken's Billiard Room has an atmosphere that is truly conducive to family fun. The equipment at Aiken's Billiard Room is designed with fun in mind and always kept in perfect condition to assure the crowd that they're playing with the better equipment in the area. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the post office mural.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Akey School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Akey School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo was recently honored as a top recommended hospital by Becker's Hospital Review. Based on patients' likelihood to recommend, Becker's compiled the top hospital list by utilizing Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems data. The rating is based on survey data collected from October 2022 to September 2023. The recommended hospital star rating is based on patients' responses to the question, "Would you recommend this hospital to your friends and family?" Hospitals must have at least 100 completed HCAHPS surveys in a four-quarter period to be eligible for star rating. A breast cancer benefit will take place Saturday at the Richland Center Community Center to benefit Jennifer Britt. Michael Hernan shares what you can look forward to.
The breast cancer benefit will have a silent auction and a live auction with many items to bid on. Jennifer Britt says many businesses donated.
One of our suppliers, which is Lennox Industries, they actually donated a furnace, a 70,000 BTU furnace. Our Steel has donated a whole house humidifier that attaches to your ductwork at your furnace. I have Dakota Supply Group. They've donated a Hitachi mini split heat pump system. Strangs has donated a Traeger smoker grill. And I'm not sure what else we're getting. We're getting so many different ones. I have a couple of my vendors that are brought anything in yet, but are bringing something, so I don't know what those are yet. But yes, we are getting a lot. We've got a lot of bucket raffles. The Robin's Nest did one of their big outdoor whirly bird, you know, wind spinners. We're getting a lot of things, and it's going to be fun.
Carol Moon, an organizer of the event, says some items were donated by individuals.
We've also got individuals who have brought things, like Deb Pardoon has made some, you know, garden art type. Pam Spees has made a teddy bear. So there's individuals who, you know, have donated. Some people from our Friendship Quilters Guild. Amy Murphy has donated a table runner. Another one is Barb Paraska has done fabric carriers for Kleenex box. So, I mean, even individuals who feel a need, who, like they say, they've known someone they've supported, have been really, you know, awesome.
There will also be a variety of food options to choose from.
There'll be some ham sandwiches, turkey sandwiches, macaroni salad. There's also going to be a bake sale. If anybody wants to donate a bake item that day, they can bring it, you know, Saturday up to the community center. We'll put it on the table. So some of that will be for sale. I think there's a couple other items that will be on the food, and it's a free will type donation.
You are invited to attend the breast cancer benefit Saturday, August 10th, to bid on the many auction items to help Jennifer Britt in her cancer fight.
You want to stop by, it's available from 1 to 6. We are going to, at 5 o'clock, close the silent auction. Gives everybody time to kind of go through, mark off those winners. Bucket raffles will end about 5:30. That way people can walk through and pick their ticket, and hopefully it's theirs, so they can just pick the product, and those they don't have to pay for. But yes, they need to be present to win.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149. If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
It's 74 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock, on this Thursday afternoon, August 8th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Catherine Schmitz, 92 of Bear Valley, Sauk City, died Saturday. Funeral services will be held Friday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center today from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to St. Killian Cemetery Association or Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church, Keysville. Catherine Schmitz is survived by 5 children, John and Jean Trado Schmitz of Madison, Mary Schmitz of Marshfield, David and Kathleen Schmitz of Dodgeville, Mike and Cynthia Schmitz of Oconomowoc, and Larry and Roseanne Drake Schmitz of Madison. 13 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, sister-in-law Lindy Schmitz, 32 nieces and nephews, 9 godchildren, many relatives, friends, and neighbors. Catherine Schmitz, 92 of Bear Valley, Sauk City. Sally K. Crabb, 78 of Richland Center, died unexpectedly last Thursday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center, with burial in the Woodstock Cemetery. Friends may call at the Stafford Funeral Home Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Okooch Mountain Humane Society. Sally Crabb is survived by 2 nieces, Jane and Ira Dolan, and Laura and Jim Prendergast, a nephew, Jeff and Monica Crone, great-nephews and great-nieces, longtime companion, Don Sabe of Portage, cousins and many friends. Sally K. Crabb, 78, of Richland Center. Norma Elaine Gard, 91 of Madison, died last Thursday at UW Hospital. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at Monona United Methodist Church in Monona. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 9 until the time of service at 11. Burial will take place Sunday at 3 at the Bloom City Cemetery. Norma Elaine Gard, 91 of Madison. Cindy Brown, 76 of Richland Center, died Monday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 2 at Five Points Lutheran Church. In lieu of flowers, contributions may be made to the Five Points Lutheran Church Cemetery Fund. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center assisted the family. Cindy Brown is survived by her daughter, Heather Coleman, four grandchildren, a sister, Debbie Berry, and Tim Troxell. Cindy Brown, 76, of Richland Center. John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green, died July 27th at Greenway Manor. A celebration of life gathering will be held Saturday from 4 to 7 with special prayer and family memories at 5:30 at the Ring Barn in Spring Green. The family respectfully asks that no young children attend. Donations in memory of Jack can be made to the Guard Theater or Greenway Manor. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Jack Johnson is survived by four children, Eric and Gina, Jeff and Mary Lynn, Peggy and Jim Ring, and Jennifer and Chad Cannenberg. 14 grandchildren, 10 great-grandchildren, a brother, Paul and Carol Johnson, two sisters-in-law, Marcia Johnson and Ann and Rolf Quisling, John W. Jack Johnson, 92, of Spring Green. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Friday, August 16th at 11 o'clock at the Pratt Memorial Chapel, with burial to follow in the East Pine River Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel next Thursday, August 15th from 4 until 7, and again Friday, August 16th from 10 until the time of service at 11. June Lasicki is survived by three children, Jewel and Scott Huffman of Hillsborough, Jamie and Stacy Lasicki of Richland Center, and Jeff and Jessica Lasicki of Blue River. June Lasicki, 75, of Richland Center. Charles R. Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio, died February 27th at home. Family and friends are invited to join in a celebration of life picnic Saturday, August 17th from 4 to 7 at the family home on South Park Street in Richland Center to share memories, stories, and laughter. Bob B. is survived by his wife of 63 years, Sandy, a son, Thane B., two daughters, Shiloh Graham of Clearwater, Florida, and September B. of Centerville, Ohio. Grandchildren, a brother, David B., brother-in-laws, Nick Bristol and Greg, sister-in-laws, Sherry Anthony and Kathy Rosenbaum, nieces, nephews, and many dear friends. Charles R., Bob B., 81, of Centerville, Ohio.
When you are buying insurance, would you rather go to someone on Wall Street or someone on Main Street? What you're insuring is close to home. Maybe it's even your home. Websites and customer service lines don't always answer your questions directly, but your local insurance agents at Driftless Area Group can. We live here where you live. We work here where you work. Get your free insurance review today by giving us a call at 608-647-9050 to speak to an agent.
Here's orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Neeson.
Something different that we offer here at Reedsburg Area Medical Center. SmartKnee is a really exciting technology. It's an actual implant to monitor their recovery, to see how they're doing postoperatively, to put in some of the first SmartKnees in the entire country, but certainly in the state of Wisconsin, is something we're very proud of. The data is all private, protected information. The SmartKnee is not a requirement. It's just another option we have for patients who are interested in that type of data.
Learn more at RAMCHealth.com.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Anniversary wishes go out today to David and Kathy Unbehan, Dion and Cora Pusan, Dennis and Debbie Sandmeyer, Tom and Jane Williams, and Frank and Mary Jane Vandenberg. Best wishes to all of you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we've had a cold front moving into the area today, but so far the rain has stayed well off to the northeast of us up toward Green Bay and Marinette into upper Michigan. And that's likely where it will stay early this afternoon. There's been another patch of showers down toward Missouri and southern Iowa, and that again should stay off to the south of us. Certainly some cooler, refreshing air will be wrapping into the area by tonight and sticking with us for the next couple of days. Kind of a hint of early fall weather with temperatures running about 10 degrees below normal and low dew points in the 40s by tomorrow afternoon. Now there is an upper level disturbance pivoting down through northern Minnesota that could bring some spotty light showers at least to the northern half of Wisconsin tomorrow afternoon. Only a slight chance here of a sprinkle or two. Otherwise, the next chance of a couple of scattered showers or storms will hold off until early next week. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Look for some sunshine gradually developing, somewhat breezy, as temperatures top out near 76 degrees. West-northwest wind picking up to 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear, falling down to 51 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and somewhat fall-like, high near 71. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Friday night, partly cloudy and cool, low near 49 degrees. Saturday, partly cloudy, breezy, and comfortable out there, high 73. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. As we head into Sunday, mostly sunny and nice, low at 50, high 77. The wind should be lighter. Monday, partly sunny with a small chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, low near 54 with a high of 79. Tuesday, mixed skies and seasonal, low at 57 with a high near 80. And Wednesday, partly sunny and more humid with a small chance of a thunderstorm, low 59 with a high near 81 degrees. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently a cloudy 74 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 79, our low this morning was 57. Our high so far today, 75. The record high for this date, 96 degrees, was recorded in 1986. The record low, 42, in 1964. Last year's high was 85 with a low of 61. Sunset tonight will be at 8:15 with sunrise tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Currently in Richland Center, we have west-northwest winds from 3 to 10 miles per hour. The barometer is steady at 29.92, and no precipitation to report. It's currently a cloudy 74 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A Georgia congressman says Washington is not doing enough for farmers. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Congressman Austin Scott is a Georgia Republican who recently told the Convention of Peanut Farmers,
"We're going to have a serious conversation about whether or not we leave SNAP and production ag tied together. We've gone from SNAP getting 67% of the farm bill to now it gets 80%. If it continues to stay tied together, I think that 80% moves to 85%. The American farmer deserves better than 10% out of what we call the farm bill. And if the elected officials aren't listening or paying attention and understanding, they need to recognize that the Americans love their soldiers, they love their law enforcement officers, and they love their farmers. And they want all three of them taken care of. And I can tell you, it's not happening right now in Washington, D.C.
In shows earlier this week, we talked about farm solvency and whether the farm bill being considered will address that. Scott says it needs to happen soon.
2 days ago, I listened to a banker answer a question from a cotton farmer. The people that you're banking today, what percentage of them do you think you'll be able to bank next year if something doesn't change? The response was 80%. Translate that another way, 20% of the people that are farming today won't be able to farm a year from now.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A potential problem because of uneven crop development. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Power Corn Enlist Corn. Strong defense to beat above ground pests. Your best year starts with Pioneer brand Power Corn Enlist Corn. Uneven crop development could result in challenges storing corn and soybeans this fall, as Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp reports.
University of Minnesota Extension crops educator Dave Nicolai says a wet spring stretched planting dates.
We end up with some mature beans, some not so mature,
and green beans, and it's problematic to try to put all of that seed together in the same bin.
West Central Minnesota farmer Richard Severson tells Brownfield he's concerned about storing grain.
Those short plants are going to produce small ears, but they're going to be soft, mushy kernels with high moisture. It's going to make operating a grain dryer just a super hard challenge this year.
And Southeast Minnesota corn and soybean grower Gail Donker says there's a lot of variability in her crops.
The beans are going to mature at different rates, so also we're going to have different dry down rates. So it's going to be a little bit of a challenge this fall, I believe.
From FarmFest in Southwest Minnesota, Mark Dorenkamp, Brownfield.
The attorneys general from Iowa and Nebraska are asking the U.S. EPA to create a new rule that prevents states from mandating false labels on glyphosate products. Kevin Ross, past president of the National Corn Growers Association, says a national standard would help eliminate misleading labels that falsely claim glyphosate causes cancer.
It's really important when it comes to setting a stage for types of laws that are similar to this as well, where you have California in particular that has tried several other preemptive laws and things that impact agriculture across other states.
Ross tells Brownfield the EPA has already concluded that glyphosate does not cause cancer.
Tested many times, and it's a very safe product. There's other products out there that, yeah, are weed killers, but as far as safety and usability of product, glyphosate is probably, second to none of the products over the years that I've ever dealt with.
Nine other states have joined that petition, including South Dakota and Indiana. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says the International Trade Commission should avoid using tariffs on imported 2,4-D herbicide.
If our government would put tariffs on 2,4-D, it would only make the situation worse.
In a press call Tuesday, the Iowa Republican said U.S. farmers are facing heightened costs for inputs and adequate access to 2,4-D supplies is needed. New crop soybean export sales were strong last week. USDA says new crop bean sales were up sharply from the previous week, driven by solid demand from China and unknown destinations, which followed a drop in price. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Brownfield has a rich history of providing livestock market information farmers and ranchers want and need. Brownfield's weekly livestock market update features livestock market analysis and discussion on relevant topics pertaining to cattle, hogs, and poultry. Viewers can tune in every Friday to watch the weekly update or sign up for Brownfield's weekly livestock market update e-newsletter delivered on Saturday mornings. Learn more at brownfieldagnews.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Direct cash cattle trade is a little slow to get going. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is picking up following Wednesday's light business. There have been a handful of deals reported in the north at $193 live. Bids have surfaced across all major feeding areas. Asking prices are around $188 to $190 live in the south and $308 plus dressed in the north. So far this week, deals have been marked at $185 to $190.50, $2 lower to $2 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Dressed business has been marked at $305, $5 below the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is lower at midday and light demand for solid offerings. Choice down $1.59 at $312.26. Select is 61 cents lower at $298.22. At the Huss Livestock Market in Nebraska, steers 900 to 950 pounds were sharply lower. Other classes of feeder steers and heifers were not well tested. The USDA says demand was moderate from buyers in-house and online. Receipts were up from 2 weeks ago and down on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers 913 to 947 pounds brought $239.25 to $243. Feeder steers 915 to 929 pounds brought $230 to $234.25. Medium and large one feeder heifers 916 to 928 pounds brought $216.50 to $217.50. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday, but solid negotiated purchases. It was another strong week for export sales of pork. Sales were up 10% on the week and up 24% from the prior four-week average. That continued strong demand for U.S. pork on the global market is helping provide price support, but concerns about long-term domestic demand are lingering. The industry is also watching the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gelts at the National Daily Direct have no comparison, but a weighted average of 84.84. The Iowa Minnesota had a weighted average of 85.87, and the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 85.87. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are $3 higher at $58. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were $2 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $45 to $57. Barrels and gelts were $1 higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values are lower at midday, down 61 cents at $98.35. Bellies were sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6400.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans are lower as they continue to monitor development conditions with mild temperatures and scattered rainfall in much of the region. New crop export sales were solid, with China and unknown topping the list. September beans are down 7.5 at 997 and 3 quarters. November's 5.5 lower at 1013 and a quarter. September bean meal's down $2.80 at 32080. September soybean oil's up 23 points at 4231. Corn's down, watching weather and an increase in farmer selling ahead of harvest. USDA's updated yield and acreage numbers are out in the 12th. September corn's down 2.5 at 380 and 3 quarters. December's 2 lower at 398 and 3 quarters. And wheat's mixed. USDA is expected to raise its wheat production guess next week for the United States and could lower some global estimates. Wheat exports are down in the week, but still ahead of last marketing year's pace. September Chicago's a quarter higher at 538.5. September Kansas City's 2 lower at 553.5. September Minneapolis wheat's down 1.5 at 584 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle are pressured by this week's cash and wholesale business. Cash business has been mixed, but mostly lower than a week ago. Box beef was down at midday today. October live's $1.50 lower at $177.77. December's $1.57 lower at $176.55. September feeders are $2.10 lower at $236.80. October's down $2.57 at $235.55. And with the recent trend in pork, October hogs are down 97 at 73.57. December lean's $1.32 lower at 65.75. And over in the broader market, crude oil is higher today. I'm John Perkins with the Brownfield Market Update.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Farm to School grants, benefiting schools and local farmers. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. More and more farmers are getting connected with local schools to provide needed fruits and vegetables. While it's increasing access to healthy foods for students, John Williams, a manager of Central Illinois-based Sola Gratia Farms says the grants also benefit local farmers.
Part of the expansion and the move for the farm onto these new acres is giving us an opportunity to scale up a handful of our crops to something where we can better provide a more consistent product into the school system. We're still in the early stages of working with the Urbana School District on trialing some crops and seeing where there's interest in the cafeterias and with the students. But I'm hoping over, the coming years that we find, half a dozen crops or so that we can really kind of hang our hat on and grow well and efficiently and provide, kind of a consistent thing that students can be getting, a constant supply of a local crop in their daily lunches.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compere Financial's Agri Mindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compere's next Agri Mindset webinar at compere.com/register. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
What makes Dairyland Seed silage unique? Better. Designed specifically to maximize tonnage potential in the upper Midwest, Dairyland Seed silage products contain higher starch content and the highest level of fiber digestibility for optimized milk production. And to help get even more milk in the tank, these elite genetics are supported by your dedicated local dealer and direct access.